This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Christmas Eve edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon, live today. Looking forward to chatting with you about the Christmas spirit. What does that mean exactly? The Christmas spirit? Do you think? How do you define the Christmas spirit? What does the Christmas spirit mean to you? Boy, they're sure in the Christmas spirit. What's that? What does that exactly mean? And what makes Christmas Christmas for you? You know, it's not Christmas until I'm at Grandma's house. It's not Christmas until the turkey comes out of the oven or, you know, the Christmas carols start. We're singing around the piano. And everybody, what is it? What is it for you? Everybody has that bell that rings that says, it's Christmas. Glad to have you aboard today on the program. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550. You could cheat and text me at 701-367-2054. What do I mean by cheat? Well, you know, we love chatting with you. Nothing replaces a conversation. But some people are busy, have things going on, so we understand. Sometimes you have to text in a comment, and that's okay. If you're unable to join us by phone, we'll take your text comments as well. Some folks even email, believe it or not. And that's okay, too. The studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'll get it a tish quicker if you send it to my direct email, scotth@flagfamily.com. scotth@flagfamily.com. You know, some of the best programs we've done on What's on Your Mind, in my humble opinion, have been when folks in our audience share stories about loved ones. And when I asked that question earlier, what makes Christmas Christmas to you? You know, fill in the blank, it's not Christmas until. Sometimes when we have loved ones that are no longer with us on Christmas, we think of them. Grandparents or parents or, you know, aunts and uncles. I would love it if you would include that as part of our Christmas conversation today to just remember somebody who made Christmas very special for you that's no longer here, too. A little tribute to them. Just let me know at 800-228-0550. You can call locally, too, at 701-258-0550. We have a couple other fun things today we'll do on the Christmas Eve edition of What's on Your Mind. One, I have some gift cards that are $100 gift cards that allow you to gift $100 to a charity of your choice that's part of Giving Hearts Day. Wonderful event that happens every February where millions of dollars goes to all kinds of great charities. And these are $100 gift cards that you can use yourself or you can give to somebody else to give to their favorite charity. Kind of cool, huh? So we have some of those we'll give away. And then also, Gene Hansen is here. Gene is a rather famous farmer because of some fun things he's done in the field, the latest which is cows feeding in the perfect line of a sign of the cross. Great Christmas message to go viral with the cows. I love it. So we're going to chat with Gene a little later on in the program, too. In the meantime, let's just chat about what makes Christmas for you. And remembering loved ones and others that have made Christmases past for you very special. Mike, somewhere in Minnesota, what's on your mind?
Good morning, good morning. And a Merry Christmas to you and your family.
You as well, sir.
I've got to tell you, what makes Christmas for me is seeing the tree go up and helping the grandkids decorate that tree, just like I did with my mom and dad when I was a kid. And being with people at this time of the year, being with your people. I know how it is to be away from your family. I spent one of my Christmases in Vietnam, and my mom sent me a care package. And believe me, I will never forget that care package. So what can I say is that those of you out there who have loved ones who are serving, send them a care package or anything just to let them know that you haven't forgotten them. Because some of them right now are probably feeling that way, like, everybody's forgotten me. I'm over here, so what? But still, we must remember our men and women in uniform and the Christmas tree, yeah. And then there's the birth of Jesus Christ. And that's Midnight Mass. What can I say, Scott?
Yeah, Midnight Mass is a good one, too. I remember that as a youngster, so tired, but yet just knew that this was something special, right? You did, as a little youngster, you're thinking of yourself and being tired, but then on the other hand, you're going, wow, it's just cool, and the incense, and you know everything that's going on. This is something special is going on. So I agree with you. Midnight Mass is a dandy. The tree going up is very special always, because it just sort of usually signals the beginning of everything and all the fun. And you find those ornaments from year to year, and we always have ornaments with pictures of the kids on them when they were little and all that. So I love the story about the care package in Vietnam from your mom, though. Do you remember what was in it?
Oh, everything. I mean, like fudge, candy. Good grief. I had enough there to feed Coxie's Army, but I shared it with the other guys who didn't have anything. A lot of us did, because some of them weren't getting anything for Christmas. So we all gathered around with them and said, hey, come on, get over here, have some of this. And that meant a lot to them.
The fudge. You could probably taste the fudge still after all these years, huh?
Oh, my mom made the best peanut butter fudge you ever had. Unfortunately, she took that recipe with her when she went up to see God.
Oh, she did, huh? She didn't get pass it on. She didn't. Maybe it was just a memory. It was in her mind. She didn't have it
just
written down anywhere.
Memory.
Yeah.
Yep. She was one of these people that cooked by the seat of her pants. It was all in her head. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know. And she never wrote anything down. Crazy.
I love that. That's a great story. It really is. Thanks a bunch.
Take care of yourself, Scott.
You too, Mike. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye bye.
Another listener says, it's not Christmas until I finished all of my orders, which looks like this year will be around midnight tonight. All of my orders. Somebody must be working, huh? Christmas orders? Forget about all the people that have to work and slave over the whatever to crank out all the Christmas stuff that people want to buy or ship or whatever. It's a good point. So about midnight tonight. Well, it'll be good. It'll feel great about that time. 2580550 800-228-0550. You can also text us 701-367-2054. Another listener says, I build woodwork, horseshoe art and woodwork. Okay, this is from the same texter that told us that they're working until midnight tonight. Horseshoe artwork and woodwork. So I assume the reason you're filling all these orders is because people are giving these for Christmas gifts. They want them under the tree tomorrow. Going to work late. How about that? Horseshoe artwork and woodwork. See? Using your hands. I absolutely love that. That is great. Here's some others. It's not Christmas until we argue about politics at the dinner table. Merry Christmas and God bless. Barb says it's not Christmas until 12:01 a.m. on December 25th. That's a jokester right there. When Die Hard comes on the TV. So that's a Christmas movie, huh? I know what it technically is, but not one I think of. Elf, yes. It's a Wonderful Life, yes. Joel says it's not Christmas until Cousin Eddie pulls up out in front in his RV. I like that one. Till the tree is up, says Carol. I like that. Till the kids are playing with Santa's gifts. Then you know. Brenda says Midnight Mass. That is the best. Folks, if you've never been to Midnight Mass, it is, it's unbelievable. It just is. Very, very special. Bruce says it's not Christmas until the fat man brings. The fat man brings. I see. Ryan says till Hans Gruber falls off the roof. The Nakatomi Plaza. Yeah, all right. There we go. More diehard references. Oh, my gosh. Kids were here and gone. We're going to celebrate Christmas with the neighbors that are alone this year. Well, there you go. You did Christmas with the kids, and now you're spending with the neighbors. That's nice. More after this. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Matt Gast of the North Dakota Soybean Council. We invite you to attend the second annual Northern Corn and Soybean Expo on Tuesday, February 12th at the Fargo Dome. This free event will feature speakers Chip Flory of AgriTalk and author and humorist Mark Mayfield. Breakout sessions will focus on the latest topics affecting soy and corn farmers, including an international trade update, Palmer Amaranth panel, and an insect, diseases, and soil panel. A large trade show is also part of the day. We hope you'll join us Tuesday, February 12th, starting at 7:30 a.m. at the Fargo Dome for a day of education, networking, and fellowship. Learn more and register for the Northern Corn and Soybean Expo at northerncornsoyexpo.com. Registration is free and encouraged.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey folks, it's Matt the Pizza Guy from Pizza Corner Pizza. By now you've probably heard me talking about the brand new packaging, the fresh, updated look that keeps Pizza Corner moving forward as the pride of North Dakota. But did you know that you can still get your favorite varieties like Supreme? The Pizza Corner Taco Pizza is outstanding. The Garlic Chicken Alfredo is lights out. And you can't go wrong with Pizza Corner Pizza's Deluxe, loaded with all the good stuff, including green olives. Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thanks for being along with us, folks. I'll be joining the conversation at 800-228-0550. What is that, the Jing Jing Jingle song? Is that what it is, Daniel? You can keep that going for if you want. I don't want the Christmas music to end. It's too darn good. North Dakota's oil and natural gas supply is helping meet America's demand. Did you know that? Look what's happening. There's been an incredible shift in global politics. This is impacting the world because of what's happening in North Dakota. We don't need oil and gas from anywhere else any longer. And they're committed to using the talent and resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors. Great careers. Proving that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. It's happening now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Talking about what Christmas means to you. It isn't Christmas until, fill in that blank, remembering a loved one this Christmas, someone you're apart from. Great memory from a listener about a care package that came when he was in Vietnam from his mom. Wow. Love those stories. Keith, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, we had a plan for our Christmas to be with our first grandchild on Christmas Eve. Christmas. We had a plan on Earth to tell my wife, our manager, that if I make it, we're going to be here in 2016. I'll be here anyway. So,
hey, Keith, can you do me a favor? Can you do me a favor? Just maybe move the phone a little bit away from your chin there a little bit. I got the part about the plans for the Christmas to spend with your first grandchild, but then I was having a little trouble hearing you after that.
Yeah, I got called into work on Christmas Eve, so I'm not going to be able to be there for Christmas Eve. But I will be there on Christmas. And I reminded my wife, who got upset about being called in. I said that if my heart attack would have gone different in 2016, I wouldn't be here anyway, so I'm thankful for the time I have.
That's a good way to look at it, for sure, yeah. And I would imagine also just the fact that, while it's not ideal in the way of a schedule to get called in on Christmas Eve, having a gainful employment is a good thing too, right? And we can be thankful that we all have jobs,
yep.
Most of us, and those that do,
yep.
And yeah.
Not a bad job with that either, son.
Now, how old is your grandchild?
This is her first Christmas. She's born in May.
Born in May. Wow, that's awesome. Well, congratulations, and I hope work is quick, and you're able to get to the Christmas dinner in time, Keith, to have fun, okay?
All right. You have a good Christmas.
You too. I'm glad you're on the mend. You got a great outlook. Hey, I could not be here. I'm going into work. How about that? It's a lot better than not being here. David, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, Merry Christmas to you guys.
Same to you.
All right. Say, when you ask about what Christmas means, the name for Jesus Christ is in that very name, and it makes me really think to Scripture. And then there's two names that were given. One was Emmanuel, God with us. And I'd like to think that fella that had the heart attack could really say Emmanuel awfully loud. That's quite a segue to hear right before I get to say something.
Yeah,
and then the other thing is that the angels, when they announced to the shepherds that a Savior was born, that tells me that I needed a way to come into the presence of my God, and it's through Jesus. And I'm just, I can praise the Lord for Christmas, because this is when he came and he lived the life that he did to pay for what I can't. So, praise the Lord for Christmas and family. I guess that's another good one, family. I love being with the family.
Yeah, very good point. And that's not gifts. That's not trees. That's not lights. That's just in the joy of knowing that the history-changing story of Christ's birth is 100% true.
And this is kind of Christmas, too, and it's a segue back to the guy that was in Vietnam. I was there, too. And when when he said care packages, it made me think of the ones that I got. And I always asked for sunflower seeds and black olives. So a lot of guys knew what the black olives were, the ripe ones. But I had to teach a lot of guys how to eat the spits.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
what are they?
The problem is if you teach them how to eat them, then they steal yours.
I was happy to share.
Well, thank you for your service in Vietnam, too, and to the caller earlier. I tell you, I often say we need to thank Vietnam vets a couple of times because you didn't get it when you came home. So that's something we can remember this Christmas, too. Yeah. Thank you, David.
Jesus said that the greatest love any man can have is to lay down his life for a friend. And it's unfortunate that a lot of guys did that very thing. And, you know, and that's where the vet is. And hats off to everybody that serves, you bet.
And the United States military, more often than not, is not there for any conquest, but rather to right a wrong, right?
Serve the nation, you bet.
Exactly. Protect and defend the greatest country on the face of the earth. No doubt about it. Thanks, David. I tell you, the greatest gift any of us have ever had is being born here, born in the United States of America. That's an incredible gift that is so easy to take for granted. But when you think of the opportunity that presents itself to a newborn baby here versus a newborn baby almost anywhere else in the world, it's phenomenal. It really is. Be part of this great American experiment. And it's great. It is really great. Someone sent me this. They said, one Christmas I read a newspaper article written by a reporter who'd been searching for the meaning of the Christmas spirit. When he concluded his quest, he rated this answer as the best. It's in your heart. It feels warm and glowy. You can't buy it, and you can't get it from anybody else. That's the popular concept of the Christmas spirit. It's inside us. We just have to get it. So does it hit when we unpack our decorations and start playing Christmas music? Does it require a Christmas tree? One strand of lights, two? Is it more presents? Or does it come down to out-dazzling our neighbors with a bigger outdoor display? I decided to reread the Christmas story in the Bible. I wanted to study the reaction of those shepherds working the night shift, who were the first people to get the news of the birth of baby Jesus. After seeing him, we're told they returned to their sheep, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. Now, shepherds in those days weren't the gentle, soft-spoken fellows that greeting cards portray. More likely, they were rough, cut, and hardy. When the Bible says they were glorifying and praising God, it's describing something like the last second of a playoff game when the home team wins and the whooping and hollering cut loose. This was exactly the only kind of glorifying they knew how to do, and they were awestruck. Christ's birth, enthusiastically celebrated by hardworking shepherds, changed everything. That baby was the living proof that God really did love the world so much that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Pretty cool. Thanks for sharing. More coming up on What's on Your Mind Christmas Eve Edition. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. InterOffice Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or planned space. Not only that, the team of designers at InterOffice have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into, so they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck or go online to interofficend.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An unexpected disaster destroying over 700 buildings on some Indonesian islands, killing nearly 300 people, at least as the count is so far. Jan Gelfand is with the International Red Cross and says the tsunami that struck was completely unexpected.
There would have been zero warning. There would have been none of the triggers would have known, so it would have just happened. Nobody would have been able to predict this.
More than 1,000 people injured in the tsunami caused by the eruption of the Krakatoa volcano over the weekend. The partial government shutdown still in full swing, no end in sight as the House passed passed a funding bill that includes $5 billion the president's demanding for a border wall, but it didn't pass the Senate. Negotiations have been ongoing. The earliest the chance for another vote in the Senate would be Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Whether it's that ugly sweater you'll never wear or that book you'll never read, we've all received unwanted holiday gifts. Many Americans are now choosing to avoid these gifting gaffes by turning to new ways of giving. The latest Bank of America Trends in Consumer Mobility report found nearly half of all Americans are using person-to-person payment services, with more than 80% of those users saying they would gift money to others through P2P. This trend could show why the majority of Americans believe an entirely cashless society will happen within their lifetime. Nikki Katz, Head of Digital Strategy and Emerging Experiences, Bank of America.
It's exciting to see the growth and adoption of person-to-person payments, especially during the rush of the holiday season. At Bank of America, we use these trends to shape future payment innovations and help clients better manage their financial lives.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/mobilityreport. That's bankofamerica.com/mobilityreport.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph, Randolph ain't too far behind. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town.
It's not Christmas until...
Santa make him very clever.
Fill in that blank. Text us at 701-367-2054. You can answer on my Facebook page, too, if you'd like. I have about 100 answers to this right now, though, because I smell bread baking. I'll say until the you smell bread baking. As a matter of fact, that's right. I'm already in Grand Forks, ready to go for the Christmas season. All excited. What's on your mind today is brought to you in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. Now, somebody out there would really love a 2019 Apache. For Christmas. Yes, they would. That would really be, I'd be above and beyond of you, for sure. And they have this little end of year event with some really good savings too, red hot cold cash savings event. And until the end of the month, a few days left here, folks, you can purchase a brand new model year 2019, that's the AS-1040 or the AS-1240 Apache sprayer, and lop $5,000 off the asking price. That's right. You need some convincing? Quality. Affordability. Simple. It's an everyman sprayer. Forget the 72-chapter owner's manual. Apache sprayers are built with simplicity in mind. Mechanical drive, reduced hydraulic hoses, fittings, meaning less maintenance overall. Very dependable. Great support from your Apache dealer. And it's lighter. They weigh about, on average, 10 to 15,000 pounds less than competitive sprayer models. So that's less soil compaction and less fuel consumption. Call them in Mandan, 663-2375. They're also in Frontier, south of Fargo, off I-29, exit 60, or online at highplainsapache.com. So our next guest is a rather famous fellow. The images from his field have gone viral all across the globe. The latest example is a beautiful shot of some black Angus in a field in the form of a cross. He keeps outdoing himself. Gene Hansen, Edgley, North Dakota farmer, joins us on What's On Your Mind. Gene, Merry Christmas to you, sir. Can you hear me now, Gene?
Yes, I can.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Good morning.
How are you?
Fairly good, actually.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear it. Now, so I got to know about the latest. This is a classic. How did this one come together?
Long story, I guess. I put up a cross myself in our hay pasture years ago, and right along Highway 281, and I thought, well, maybe some passerbys will recognize the cross, maybe say a prayer or something as they go by, and evidently a lot of them do. But being the Christmas season, my neighbor feeding cattle across the road from us, which are all Angus, I thought, you know, when he feeds his cattle, maybe he'll put a sign out there in the shape of the cross, and sure enough, he did. So shortly after he fed his cows that morning, I went out with my drone and took a couple shots, and turned out perfect. That was his first try at doing something like that, so it really turned out well. Surprisingly, how something like that goes viral. Usually put it on Facebook, maybe share it with a news media or two, and all of a sudden, stations from all over the country picked it up, including Fox and Friends. And it's just something great this time of the year, celebrating the birth of Christ.
No, it is. So
it's been a lot of fun. In fact, I had a blind friend that was having coffee the other morning, and he and his wife were going past the farm, and of course they didn't see the cattle one, but they saw my cross. They go by there often, and of course he can't see it, but he was talking to her, he says, and he said, his wife told him, she said, could you hush it a minute? And so he did. She says, I'm driving past Gene's cross in the pasture and saying a prayer. So so it's was well worth putting the cross out.
Yeah, you probably can't even quantify or imagine how many in different ways this impacts people, right, when you do something like that. And,
it's so surprising. You hear from people, you know, all over the world, basically. In fact, I did on this last one again.
What do they say?
Just how wonderful it is that they share, you know, the birth of Christ and the Christmas spirit, things like that.
And by the way, the cattle in the form of a sign of the cross. So it's literally as simple as laying down the feed in the you know exact formation sort of the cross, and then turn them loose, and it boom. That
yeah,
works.
The cattle are all in the harvested cornfield is what it is, and he feeds in a good winter like this that we have not too much snow. He'll just lay down the feed with this tractor and feeder and. All of a sudden, the cattle will come running and getting that pile of corn or whatever he's eating or feeding out there.
That is so great. It is just so great. The image, and of course, it's so stark against the cornfield, the harvested cornfield, that it just couldn't be any better. And you got black Angus. So if you haven't seen it, folks, check it out. It's the best. You said so the Fox News folks wanted to have you on, right?
Yeah, they did show it and talk about it, and in the next day or two, I'm supposed to be on live with Skype on Fox and Friends, so we'll see what happens there.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Now, you've done similar things in the past. I remember Donald Trump was all revved up about some things you did during the campaign. Tell us what else you've done.
Well, the big one, I guess, is when I put out that we stand for the national anthem. That one went viral also, and also got a tweeted message from President Trump on that one. Also put out messages like Merry Christmas and Happy Mother's Day. Of course, sometimes we get into the political thing, which I generally don't do this time of the year, but we'll see what happens after Christmas here.
Drain the Swamp. I remember Drain the Swamp.
Yeah, Drain the Swamp was a big one. we'll leave the rest of the politics out of it for today.
Yeah. and Blue Lives Matter was an important one for our you know.
That was a great one. Yeah.
Law enforcement.
So I've had several that went viral, and which is really great.
Okay, now I get the cattle and the feed, but when you're doing you know, we stand for the flag, right? Or, you know,
right.
Some of your other messages. How does that work? How do you do it?
Well, I have a small tractor with a three-point disc on it, and it really works best in a harvested bean field where you go out and you count the rows and you get kind of guess how wide it is. I generally do like 40 rows wide and width is approximately 75, and I guess the length of them is generally 125. So just go out there and get your first letter right. The rest of them go pretty easy, but sometimes you goof it up a little bit, and sometimes when you're even toward the end of it, then you got to move to another side of the field and start all over again. But that doesn't happen very often.
So how do you know it's working? I mean, in other words, to really know if you're doing it how you want to do it, you got to see it from above, right?
Well, yeah, I type out on a computer the message I want to put, and I put it on my top of the hood of my tractor. I don't use GPS or anything like that. It's just kind of by guess. And go out there and put it down. It's kind of hard to tell from the ground sometimes what the finished product is. So I take this time of year, now I take my drone, and I'll go out and take a picture of it.
Yeah, and what a picture you get from above. That's pretty neat. It really is. And the drone is, I'm just curious, do you have the drone because you use the drone for your farm, or you have the drone to take the pictures like this?
No, I bought my drone for taking pictures. I used to do everything in our home-built airplane, but that's not in the greatest shape anymore, so I thought a drone would be the next best thing for going up and get some aerial shots.
It does the trick, doesn't it?
It sure does the trick, yes.
Now, what do you have planned for an encore here, Gene?
We'll wait and see what happens in January. There'll be some political stuff coming, maybe next spring.
Yeah, it sounds like we're going to need it in 2019, doesn't it? Oof.
It sure does, yeah.
It is certainly heating up to be quite the year, no doubt about it. Now, I also saw, I don't know where this article was, but I saw an article about you and your wife, Darlene, dressing up as Mr. and Mrs. Claus. You do that there in Edgley?
Yeah, that's pretty much when our Christmas actually begins. We both dress up as Santa Claus, and we'll spend a couple hours at our local manor with the residents and give them goodies and things like that, take pictures and so forth. And then we have the city celebration where we also dress up and for all the kids in the community and hand out candy bags and things like that. So everybody gets their picture taken with Mrs. and Santa Claus.
I would imagine the reaction you see from people from that, you know, at the nursing home and among the kids, it's got to be just precious, huh?
Oh, it's special, especially for the young and the old. We pretty attached to them, you know. And in fact, a little story of one of the kids that was come to see Santa Claus the other night to give us a little gift, and Mrs. Claus sent him a thank you letter, and that kid was so excited to get an actual letter from Santa Claus. He was just so excited. He figured that was really, now there really is a Santa Claus. So.
Oh, that is great. That's fantastic. Well, what a neat North Dakota life to live in Edgley, to have the impact that you've had just from some creativity in the field and taking a photo and sending it out and keeping people smiling at Christmas. That's a really neat thing. What was the first one you ever did, Gene?
First one I ever did was just a tryout. I just wrote hi out in the field one time, and I thought, gee, that turned out pretty good. So I just, from that's probably 15 years ago, and I'd probably do 2, 3, or 4 a year after that. So the Prince one was one of the, another one of the greatest ones that I did. That caught national attention and also went viral.
Oh, that's so great. Well, Gene, Merry Christmas to you and Darlene and everybody in Edgley, and thanks for sharing a little bit of the story about this today. We'll watch for you on Fox and Friends here in the coming days, okay?
All right. Thank you, Scott. Have a Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Edgley, North Dakota farmer Gene Hansen has entertained the world with some great, I don't know, art? I'd call it art out there in the field. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to healthcare or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Clark Price. Clark, talk a little bit about the byproduct from ethanol, the modified distiller's grains that come out of these ethanol plants.
Yeah, it's probably the best feed that there ever ever was invented, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's been a wonderful thing for North Dakota to have a resource like that. In terms of feeding cattle, It's a good thing. It's a very valuable resource that's right in their backyard.
Would you say that ethanol and agriculture are one? How many grain bins have been built? How many trucks have been sold? How many more families have been fed as a result of the industry?
It's a multiplier, and I would assume is 10 to 1. For every employee that's in that plant, there's probably 10 more of them out here that are servicing that plant in some way or another.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
To purchase the perfect gift, put in a little card, put it under the tree, have somebody screech when they open it up, say, "You, oh, perfect, I love this." I'm talking about, of course, the MyPillow mattress topper. Now, this is about 3 inches thick. It was on top of your mattress. It has a high-density support foam that cradles your entire body, creating a zero-gravity effect. So it's not too soft, it's not too firm. You really have to experience to believe it. Thermophase gel technology is what they call it. That keeps you at the right temperature, too, as part of this. Right now, that MyPillow mattress topper, best mattress topper ever, is 30% off, plus Mike Lindell says, Scott, throwing two of our standard My Pillows absolutely free, too. Call this number, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott, or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Scott, and get a great deal. 60-day money-back guarantee on that, too, from MyPillow. All right, fun conversation with Gene Hansen. You know, I know there's good people everywhere. You find good people everywhere, but I think we actually have more just quality good folks like Gene and his wife here than most places. And that's why I love living here. You know, Gene Hansen could just farm, right? He and his wife could just farm and, you know, make a living and do what they do, but he chooses to use a little bit of creativity to send a message around the world. And now Edgley, North Dakota's more known than it otherwise would be. A little bit of the Christmas spirit in that. Touching others. I'm going to put a cross up in my field, and when people drive by, maybe they'll say a prayer. Maybe they won't, but maybe they will. So I'm doing my part. That's, you know, that's Christmas spirit there all the way. Couldn't define it any better than he has in his actions. I love it. All right, some texters say, great program. Listen daily from Buffalo, South Dakota. Merry Christmas, Scott and crew. Thank you for that. You can text your comments to 701-367-2054. You can call us. 701. When's the last time you heard a phone like that ring? Right there. I don't remember the last time I heard a phone like that ring. But it's ringing, and we love it. 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number. Locally, it's 701-258-0550. All right, thank you, Buffalo, South Dakota. Appreciate you. Another texter, Merry Christmas to all. I was in Jamestown Sunday. Gas stations along I-94 were 222. Downtown stations were 209. Interesting. Another texter says, Dearest Lord Jesus, you say in your word, where two or more are gathered in your name, you are among them. We just come to you today to pray for Mary Alice. Heal her heart. Restore her to good strength and health. Touch her heart to not lose hope and to find joy in her days. Turn her heart to you during this stressful time. Also be with John and his family. Encourage them, strengthen them in their faith. Help them to look up towards you for guidance and wisdom. We praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. How about that, a little prayer from a listener? And good point, because we're talking about the Christmas spirit. We're talking about it's not Christmas until. We're talking about a lot of ways in which Christmas is made special for you and different Christmas memories today. All welcome at 258-0550, toll free at 800-228-0550. But you know, Christmas is a stressful time for some too. Just with family dynamics and, you know, maybe Christmases in the past that were bad memories and they come all flooding back, whatever. You know, I think the best thing you can do for somebody like that is what that listener did right there, just to say, I'm just gonna turn this over. 100%. Give it to God. And know that you can't possibly get in to their head to know what it feels like to go through what they're going through at this time. So rather than try and say, why do they have to be like that? What you know? What's their deal? Oh, every year they do this. Just try and walk a mile in their shoes, for lack of a better term. Well-worn one, but nonetheless one to think about. Okay, we're going to West Fargo next, and Deanna.
Religious programming and...
Hello, Deanna, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is this morning I got up, and it's the day before Christmas, and there hasn't been much kind of Christmas programming on TV, so I thought today there would be. There was nothing. And considering the birthday we're going to be celebrating, I thought that there would be a little more than absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I hope you're getting a little of the Christmas spirit from the radio at least. I can't vouch for TV, Dan, but thank you for calling.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
The MBI rig team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority. Offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, advanced opportunities, and more. If you're an experienced forehand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.